Hello and welcome to a Sunday Reflection. My name is Paul Harvey and this is Life, Passion and Business. We're about helping you explore, finding your passion for life and the work that you do. But it's so much more than that. It's about finding clues to the big life questions. What does it mean to be successful? What is the meaning of life? If you're looking for more, then join me on this journey, where together we will discover through interviews, tools and tips how to live life full of meaning, passion and purpose.
Sunday morning, 1 week since we ended Reasons and Results. And what kind of week has it been? It has been a week of change, I think. Certainly for me. And a week of change for everybody, because change is something that's constant. So, for my Sunday reflection today, I want to talk about change. And I'm in the outside studio, as you can see, but it's a different outside studio, a lot more noisy. I'm in a city today, I'm in Aberdeen, and I'll get to more of that in a minute. But what is fascinating is change is something that is with us all the time. And as humans, we like to keep things the same. We like to think that things will stay the same. I mean, this is the harbour in Aberdeen. And you can see very large ships out there, and you can hear a rumbling noise over the traffic, hopefully. And that rumbling noise is instrumental in keeping me awake some of last night. There's a huge ship out there on the harbour there, which has engines constantly running. But you know, this place really shows or demonstrates change in a big way. Behind me there's some statues for people who were to celebrate the fishing industry here, which is all but gone. There is very little fishing here these days. But today for my Sunday reflection, what I was going to say is I wanted to talk about this idea of change and the fact that change is one of those constant things that happens in life. And for me, I noticed that now at 57, I can recognise that there's a lot of change and that change has been that constant process. But what I recognised when I was younger, I didn't necessarily see it or want change to happen. I spent most of my time trying to fix things or keep things the same so that I could knew how things would carry on or maintain consistency. I think that's what I was trying to do. I think it's a very natural human trait to want to maintain consistency. But the reality is, of course, is that consistency is something that's not natural, not normal. Things do change all the time. And I guess that was very much highlighted to me when my son was born. New parents, knew nothing about this parenting game. And the one thing that was constant that I became aware of as this young baby grew was that every day was different, and when I got used to one thing, it was different the next day. And that was a constant process throughout the entire, certainly the early years. There was always change, constantly, as this child grew, developed, and did more things. And some of those changes were good, and some of those changes were kind of like you had to get used to. But what has happened over the last 5 years, I guess, is life has been pretty normal, pretty consistent, without change for me. And this weekend, I leave my son behind in this city so he can start his new life. And it's like, wow, that change has been coming. It has always been coming. And for some reason, I have been sort of resisting it. I've been kind of going, I'd never even considered that I would I would be letting him go. I would be letting him go into the world. Now, why wouldn't I consider that? He's, you know, he's growing up. He has to go out into the world and do things for himself. But it's like, I just kind of completely forgot that life would change and he would move. And I wonder how many of us do that. How many of us just assume, make the assumption that nothing moves, that nothing shifts. And then I guess there's the other aspect of it. What really has occurred to me is this idea of really embracing the change and just going with it. Because at the end of the day, nothing's going to stop it. We have no power to change things outside of ourselves. And so all we can really do is view what is happening around us, whether it's acceptable or not acceptable, whether it's right or wrong, and just take it as change and go, it's change. It has to be accepted. And I know that doesn't feel easy. There are some things you don't want to change, or you don't like those changes. And I can say for one here, being in a city, in this city, in what is a COVID environment, it's not the city I would. Not the Aberdeen that I remember. It's changed a lot. You can't go places, you can't do certain things because of the COVID situation. So, you know, I can choose, kind of, I can choose how I work with that. I can resist it and be unhappy about it, or I can embrace it and just deal with it. So there's a thought. It's a very short Sunday cast. You know, the thought is really is, where is it in your life are you embracing change? And where is it are you resisting it? And why are you resisting it? What is the reason for your resistance? It is interesting, isn't it? Why was I resisting the idea that... I guess I was resisting the idea that my son would move on or move out. And it wasn't a big resist. But it was just that I just hadn't considered it. It was just I was really happy with, or really content with, things as it is. You know, I talk about my father a lot on here, and there was one thing about him. He hated change. He really did hate it. It's all wrong. It's all wrong, he would say. And the world changed around him and he hated it. And there's a thing, and I mean, this is just occurring to me in the moment, like, how good are you with technology? You know, Facebook is changing at the moment, and there's the new styles, new things on Facebook, and I'm hating it. And I've been giving them negative feedback constantly for the last month. And I know the bloody thing is coming. I know that this week sometime I will be in the new format and I will be not liking it and then have to get used to it. So there's a thing, isn't there? So how are you with the new Facebook changes? It's a bit first world, isn't it? It's a bit of a first world problem. So that's me today, I think. Go and seek breakfast in this city. That's the thing. The hotel can't serve breakfast because they can't do it. So you have to go and sort your own breakfast out. And it's like, okay, fair enough. Which is the thing about being in hotels. I quite like coming down for breakfast in the morning and eating stupid amounts of food that I wouldn't normally eat. But I can't do that today. I need to go and buy it somewhere else. Anyway, this is my morning. This is my Sunday. My Sunday reflection is, where are you embracing change and where are you not, and why?
And that was my Sunday reflection. And yes, I did find myself some nice breakfast. This podcast is over 2 years old, and in that time we have never taken advertising or sponsorship, and we have no plans to do so. But if you'd like to appreciate the work that we do, we have now put in a donation page where you can buy me a coffee. If you want to find the link to that, it will be in the show notes above, or you can find it at the website lifepassionandbusiness.com underneath the podcast tab. So that is it for today. I will be back again on Wednesday with another show. And other than that, there will be more Sunday reflections to follow. So thank you so much for your time and attention. And I will catch you next time. All the best.